Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of JNT Sports. Tutu, you there? Tutu, you there?
Hello. That's right.
Tutu, you there? You there?
Yeah. All right, there we go.
All right, man.
Come on,
man,
in.
My co-host. I probably apologize for my co-host, man. He do this every show, man. It's...
Hey, man, we be playing phone tag, man. We phone tag G.
Well, welcome to another episode of JNT. I hope everybody had a good Friday so far. I actually got some not breaking news, but some news to say before we get into the other topics. The Celtics waived David Lee not too long ago. What? The Mavericks are the front runner to get David Lee, so I feel like I had to tell everybody that, man.
Oh, yes, we need that.
I mean, if you think about David Lee's best seasons, it was with the Warriors before they, kind of gelled together and got Steph and Clay. Well, I mean, before Clay, but I think David Lee would be, that's what all the Mavericks really need is another big, somebody, we just need anybody we can get, and I feel like he's a proven veteran.
David Lee will be able to score the ball in our offense the way he used to.
He really used to be a double-double machine, and he had an all-star year.
Yeah, he an all-star.
So, I mean,
three-time all-star.
And the Mavericks are known for, taking people that kind of fell off or getting them back into being good again or useful.
Just getting the groove back.
Yeah, but, I keep everybody updated on that situation on Twitter. But hopefully, I don't see why not, but I hope Mark Cuban and Rick Carlisle decide to add David Lee to the team. But our first topic for today is I really want to get right into the NFL really quick. The L.A. Rams, I've been hearing mixed emotions about the L.A. Rams. I hear that half of people are saying, it's an attractive place for free agents to go to, and half of people are saying, just because the team moved doesn't necessarily mean that the team is going to get better. It's going to take more time than people think. So I was just going to ask you your opinion about the L.A. Rams and how long you feel it's going to take for them to turn the team around.
Well, for one, no, just because you moved the team, no, the team is just not going to get better. But the fact that they're going to L.A., that attracts people. It's L.A. It's California.
Mm-hmm.
It's California. It's California. That's the dream place. Who doesn't want to play basketball in California? So, will it make their team better right now? No, but it will help in free agency if people might want to go play in California.
But I get that California is people want to play there or live there too. But I'm saying you got to get the right players to get there. You can't just get right now, like, just say for right now, like, you can't get a Johnny Manziel to go to L.A. and play for the Rams. I don't think that'd be the best thing.
No, not for Johnny Manziel.
And then Peyton Manning still hasn't decided if he's going to retire. They said he should spend his last year in L.A. I don't see why, but.
I don't feel like he should just spend it in L.A., but he can go to the Rams and do what he wants. He goes to the Rams, he can make it his offense. They're going to do whatever Peyton says. And if that's the way he might want to go out. Probably a little, last little playoff run, whatever. Besides playing with the Broncos, I don't really think the Broncos really ain't his skill set.
So since we talked about the Broncos, you feel like the Broncos backup quarterback, Osweiler, I think he's a free agent this summer. So should somebody give him big money, or should the Broncos stick big money to keep him there, since he kind of showed a little flash of, you know, like
I don't think nobody's about to throw big money at him.
Yeah.
But the Broncos. That's the only people that's about to pay him money. If anybody going to pay him anything big, it's going to be the Broncos. Nobody else. Because other teams,
well,
like, we've seen a whole lot of.
You can finish.
I was like, we got a whole lot of tools that. It was a whole lot of tools this season that stepped up. Like, he ain't the only two that stepped up. His team just happened to win the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what kind of add a little value to him. Like, if he wasn't there and he didn't help them win those games while Peyton Manning was out, then they would have never had the chance to win the Super Bowl.
No, they wouldn't have.
Man, so, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, a team like the Rams or somebody threw a lot of money at them.
Well, we could say the same thing. You can say the – Well, no, you can't say the same thing. Well, yeah, you could about Kirk Cousins.
I mean, well, Kirk Cousins.
Should the Redskins pay him?
I mean, they should pay him. Yeah, I feel like they should, because if they really plan on getting rid of RG3, so if they don't pay Kirk Cousins, then they'll be back to zero. I mean, I feel like Kirk Cousins, for him, like, this is a season where he got confident in the system. He got confident in himself. Teammates love him. Coaches love him. I mean, you can see they benched RG3 for him, so they have to have some type of love for him. So I feel like the best situation for him is just to go ahead and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
I don't think Cousins got
it.
That's my thing.
I mean, I already put on JNT Twitter that Kirk Cousins won. He really. I'm not taking away from nothing, anything he did this year, but he really won the division by default. You had a messed up Chip Kelly offense that didn't work. Then you had a injured Cowboys team that didn't work. Then you had, Victor Cruz was out for the year for the Giants. So I mean, the division was kind of in his hands, like, by default.
Yeah. A lot of teams got hurt, a lot of injuries. Kirk Cousins just ain't got the juice, baby. I ain't got to explain it. He just don't hurt.
I mean, so what? Like, what's your why you feel like he doesn't have what it takes?
Kirk Cousins. I just don't think he can do it a whole season.
I mean, he pretty much did this season.
But it's the difference when it's from the 10 out.
I mean,
I want him. He got to show me that he can be a quarterback in this league, a good quarterback in this league. I'm talking about spending money on him. This ain't no temporary. Show me that you can be the leader of the Redskins. Since the Redskins benched RG3, they just showed me why I did that.
I mean, I'm at this point, I'm really hoping that RG3 ends up in a Cowboys uniform to play behind Romo. But, I mean, hopefully. I mean, I know at the beginning you kept saying, Johnny. I kept trying to tell you, man, you put him around some.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know, man. You saying.
I still stand by that.
I
still stand
man,
by
I
that,
don't
man.
Know.
I Even Michael Irvin said it. He's a GOAT. I stand by it, man.
I mean, I don't have anything against Michael Irvin, but I'm tired of being the butt of the joke of every situation, man. That's all.
It's not going to be the butt, man.
I mean, because all that is
take care of Johnny.
Theirs didn't have the same problems that Johnny had, though.
No, but still, we didn't let it get that far.
Theirs just had attitude problems at the most.
Dez was getting in trouble, man. He got banned from North Park.
For what, sagging?
I don't know. Still, we didn't let it get that far.
What would you rather take?
The Cleveland Browns shouldn't have let it get that far. They're a horrible organization. I'm just going to put that out there.
I agree with that. I really feel like if any team got relocated, they should have relocated to Cleveland Browns because that team, I don't know what it is, that city. I don't like looking at NFL games on Sundays and the team is at home, but your home fans wearing paper bags over their face. I don't like seeing that type of stuff.
It's horrible, man.
You get no love in your own city, and it's just – it's really – I don't know, man. Because if you look at their past draft picks, I mean, they did have one of the best wide receivers in the league, Josh Gordon. And they let that go.
Yeah.
And then they picked up Peyton Hillis off his good years in Minnesota, I think, and they let him kind of fall under. Then they drafted Brandon Weeden. And we see where that ended up.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, Cleveland.
Then they traded, they messed up Trent Richardson's career.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that was a good place for him to be in the first place.
He scored like 14 touchdowns this rookie year.
I mean, I know, but it's just, I mean, yeah, I mean, you could even see it on Johnny Manziel's face when they called his name and they said Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel. You could see it on his face. He was like,
"Don't nobody want to go to Cleveland."
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Cleveland either. If it wasn't for LeBron James, I don't even know if the city of Cleveland would be that relevant.
And besides the team that Jordan kept beating in the playoffs, they had a nice NBA team there. Yeah, but besides that, man, it's Cleveland, man.
I mean, hopefully they turn things around. I'm not trying to hate, but I hate looking at the uniforms, too. It's just everything about them, bro. Everything about them is just hideous, man.
Yeah.
But
the union ain't that bad.
Yes, they are.
They got good. They got some nice players. They got Joe Hayden. He won the top corners in the league.
I mean, yeah, but Joe Hayden and who else? I really can't name anybody else on their defense.
Yeah, that's it. Well, they got Cougar. They used to play with the Paul Cougar. They used to play with the Ravens. I know him. That's about it.
Yeah.
They used to have Ward from the Broncos, who just won Super Bowl, the safety, number 43. Used to play for the Browns.
And speaking of the Broncos, man, I just found out Aqib Talib went to school at Richardson Berkner, I believe,
mm-hmm.
high school. And then
yeah.
Von Miller, of course, DeSoto. And then mm-hmm. my boy Corey Nelson.
Corey Nelson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to shout out all them, man. Couple of Dallas Metroplex players that go pro.
Yeah, duh,
bring
man.
Back the trophy, man. Represent the city.
Bring back
the
Lombardi home.
I want to shout them out. And then while we're talking about football, I really been looking at the draft order for this year's draft. And then the Cowboys being at 4, and I'm looking at the roster we have now. They recently just said that we most likely won't re-sign Claiborne or Greg Hardy. So that puts us in a position to be, I mean, we only have Scandrick, Byron Jones, Tyler Patman. Did they get rid of Tyler Patman?
Yeah, Tyler Patman left, didn't he?
Yeah, he played for the
Dolphins.
Oh, he
played with the Dolphins?
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's either we draft corner in the top two corners, and this year he's drafted Jalen Ramsey from Florida State, and the Hargreaves guy from Florida. But, and then, on top of that, Randy Gregory is suspended for the first four games of next season. They haven't said why yet, but that's that just happened. So, I mean, I don't know if we draft defense. I'm guessing we're going to have to go defense. We have no choice at this point. Our defense is really – it's not bad. I mean, based off the last season, it's not bad. We just didn't have the players to make some big plays at the right moment, like the clutch moment. So, I think we have to draft defense, and hopefully we can stay healthy. But, I mean, if we keep McFadden – I mean, Matt Forte is awesome, but he, I don't really know how old he is.
I like Matt Forte, man.
I mean,
Matt Forte got a lot of juice, though.
And you put him on your fantasy team like every year, man. It's just... but he old, man. That's all they do. I can't be dealing with that, bro. But we could take Tampa Bay running back. I'd rather have him than Matt Forte.
It just, I don't know, man. It's a lot. We just need to get some players who want to really just play. I'm tired of us wasting our time. We ain't got that much time before we have to restart all this process all over again.
I mean, that's why I keep trying to tell you about Johnny Manziel, man. We don't have time.
Man, hey, don't you turn into one of them people, man.
We don't have time, Tutu.
Don't you turn into one of them people, man. You acting like them.
What are those people? And what are them people? What are those people?
I know what the boy needs. That's all I'm saying.
What does he need? What does he need? He needs to be on the best possible team in the league, on the biggest stage you could possibly be.
He needs structure. Structure. Obviously, he didn't get it from his parents.
I mean, of course not. I mean, his parents are filthy rich. What kind of structure did you...
My point, exactly. He just needs to go to a team with structure. The head coach that he played for was trash. Garbage. The organization that he was with, garbage.
I mean, I don't doubt that.
When he was at A&M, he was still Johnny, but they kept him under control.
I mean, you
didn't hear about stuff like this while he was in college.
All right, look, I'm glad you brought that
he
up.
Had incidents, he had incidents, but nothing this major.
I mean, that's because he was on the smallest. I mean, he in the NFL.
He won a Heisman Trophy.
I know that.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner.
I know, bro. It's just, I'm glad you brought that up because when Kyler Murray and then the other starting quarterback left, Kyle Allen, he said he left because
I read that trash.
He said the team was still in that Johnny Manziel type of era. Like, nobody took everything. Like, they partied. Like, well, he said when Johnny Manziel was there, everybody would party up until game day. But they knew they could go out there and do what they needed to do on game day. So it was cool to everybody. And he said the team now tried to, like, continue that. And he felt like that's why they weren't as good as they were supposed to be. So he left. So, I don't know. You got it. I don't know. I get Johnny Manziel need structure, but at some point of time, you got to put some of this on him. He is a grown man.
No, he's not. No. He's not. He's not that grown. He's not. He's a grown man, but he's still a kid. That's his parents' fault. How you going to expect you your child to act accordingly if you didn't raise him accordingly?
But how do you know what went on at home, though? We don't know what went on.
I can see it right now. Obviously, something was wrong at home.
I mean, look, man. I would love Johnny Manziel in the Cowboys uniform running for touchdowns, throwing touchdowns to Dez. Dez throw up the X. Johnny,
it's not even about the Cowboys. This is not even about the Cowboys. This is just about Johnny, period. This is just about Johnny, period. Get him some structure. Put him around structured people. People who know how to be professionals. You can't even name me six players on the Browns team. Name me six players on the team. Thank you. No structure. We don't even know who they is. We might as well let a college team come in every week on their schedule. All
right, all right. You think a coach like Bill Belichick could take a shot on signing Johnny Manziel?
No, you don't have to.
Why not?
Johnny Manziel, not the type of quarterback for Belichick.
Why not, though?
Because he's not. Look at Tom Brady. Tom Brady ain't like Johnny.
Because, and my point exactly, bro. They have structure.
I'm talking play style. I'm talking play style. Now, he got the skill. I'm just saying his play style don't fit that team. Come on, man. Don't
even
do Johnny
it,
like
even
that.
If it did. Even if it did.
That's not cool, man.
Look, man, I love Johnny Manziel, bro. Like, I was kind of upset when the Cowboys passed on him, bro, but I didn't know, like, all the this was coming with it. But
that,
I'm saying if
that,
he, if
that's
he,
what you're not
if
understanding.
He,
that wouldn't have happened if we drafted him. I can't believe you turned into one of them people.
Oh, my God.
You turned into one of them people, man. It's like I'm talking to somebody else, ESPN, right now.
Bro, I want Johnny Manziel in a uniform, bro. I'm just scared that
Johnny Manziel already had people was already skeptical about his off field issues. Okay, that was already brought up, and then you took him to a team. He got drafted by a team. Wait, first of all, they passed him and drafted the quarterback from Oklahoma State. And then they made Johnny wait third. They made him wait and just to come around and pick him again. And then you don't start him. And then you losing games?
Look.
You losing games, y'all say? All
right.
Come on,
look,
man. This man won the Heisman Trophy.
I know.
Heisman Trophy.
I mean, the reason, like, he got drafted 22nd overall. The only reason why he got drafted 22nd overall was because of the off-field issues. But the Cleveland Browns was just the first team to not be scared enough to take a shot on him. So, I mean, I would love for him to be in Dallas, but I'm just scared that he – I don't want to be disappointed no more, man. That's really it.
Whatever, man.
But if Jerry willing to do it, I'm down for the cause, man.
So what you saying about RG3 was? So RG3 supposed to come in and be our savior? What if his ACL don't work again? Then what?
Look, man.
Now we got a whole person who can't physically move. At least Johnny can physically move. His body okay.
Yeah, when he's not.
You trying to go after a robot. You don't know if the robot gonna work.
All right, man, it's been a good show. We really running out of time. I guess Monday, same time. I
Johnny Manziel for life.
Furthermore, why?
Manziel for life.
About, but But if you wanna, he wanna play for the boys, so why not? Just go ahead and put him on. We ain't got nothing to lose anyways right now.
We ain't gotta pay him nothing either. Yeah, we got nothing to lose. He can cut Kellen Moore, sign Johnny Football and RG3. That's how we saw it.
Wow. I guess we'll talk about that next show. See y'all next time.